Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hey, Pastor Kumpo, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. I hope you are well.
I am very well. I hope you're also well.
Thank you so much. Yes, we are well. And thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. You know, the most captivating stories have a clear hero and a villain. Someone fights for good and the other fights for evil. There is another epic good versus evil story that is actually happening right now. And if you're listening, you and I are part of that story. So this is the focus of our discussion this week. So, Pastor, what is this great controversy and how did it all begin?
Thank you so much. Before I answer the question, I have to warn or make everyone know that we are all under the great controversy. Now, the great controversy refers to an ongoing cosmic conflict between good and evil, light and darkness, truth and deception. So whenever you find yourself in the middle of choosing what is right or what is wrong, you are under the great controversy. So I have to repeat that the great controversy refers to an ongoing cosmic conflict between good and evil, light and darkness, truth and that transcends human history and encompasses the entire universe. There is no one who has been left out. We are all under the great controversy. So the primary participants in this conflict are God and Satan. So we are all under the great controversy. So now, this is how this begins.
Right.
The great controversy begins when the devil is questioning God. First of all, when the devil is questioning God. So the great controversy finds its origin, number one, in heaven. It's not something that started here on earth, but it's something that started in heaven. Lucifer, we all know Lucifer was created and made beautiful angel and highly exalted. He desired to exalt himself above God. He finds himself trying to be God. He finds himself trying to be better than God. He finds himself in a position where he feels like he can be worthy of the praise that is given to God. So in his pride, Lucifer rebels against God and he seeks to establish his own dominion. So this rebellion is marked by this rebellion now then causes this thing that is called the great controversy that we are in.
Tough. We find ourselves in an unfortunate position because, I mean, we found this thing here. Seems that it started all in heaven when none of us was actually there. So how did it then transfer from heaven, to earth? And we're seeing ourselves involved. How did we even get involved in this?
Okay. Now, when the devil has rebelled, by the way, this was not a physical fight. It was a spiritual fight. It was an intellectual fight. When the devil has rebelled, Lucifer, by then, he was cast out of heaven along with a third of the angels who joined his rebellion. So Satan's rebellion introduced sin into this universe, and its effects were felt beyond the heavenly realms. I mean, Satan became the adversary of God, seeking to lead humanity away from God's love and truth. That is when we find the story of the fall of man in Genesis chapter 3, where the devil, when God had created human beings, Adam and Eve, in his image, and entrusted them with the gift of free will, Satan, recognizing the potential impact of human in the cosmic conflict, deceived Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. So their disobedience resulted in the entrance of sin into this world, affecting all humanity. From that point forward, human beings became active participants in the great conference. The fact that we chose the wrong side, in fact, the fact that we chose a side, whether it was a good side or it was a bad side, the fact that we chose a side now has brought us into what we call the great controversy, and we are all participants of this controversy that is in. So now the great controversy is also the battle of souls. The great controversy is centered around the salvation and the redemption of humanity. God, in his infinite love and mercy, initiated a plan of redemption through Jesus Christ. Jesus' life and death and resurrection. On the other hand, the devil is planning destruction for the human souls.
Pastor? Hello? Hi, Pastor, can you hear me?
Hello, yes, I can.
Yes, all right. I thought I'd lost you. Now, I understand that the first parents, Adam and Eve, were involved because they themselves got that direct, this is way before the sin entered, and they got a direct invitation to sin, from the enemy of God. And of course, they fall into that. I get all of that, which is unfortunate. Now, centuries later, but people are born, you and I and many other humans that are living today, who, quite frankly, have no business with this at all. How do we now get involved in something that happened centuries way before you were actually here on Earth?
Okay, by we, the Bible says, for all have fallen short of the glory of God. How? By sinning. So we are all part and parcel of the decision that was made in the Garden of Eden. Mm-hmm. And because of that, everything that happened, now we inherited by blood, already being born by a woman, being born of a woman, qualifies me to automatically fall into this controversy of sin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this controversy, by the way, we said it is a controversy of righteousness and sinfulness.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment I find myself in the middle, trying to decide whatever is right, whatever is right, I should know that there are two forces that are pulling me, and I can choose either of the sides.
Mm. Yeah. And, with this great controversy, this guy who had a spiritual battle in heaven, fights, and then controversy comes here on Earth, and we've literally been living around it, and we're involved in some way or the other. As we conclude this introductory topic, in conversation to this topic, is there a way we can avoid being part of this thing? Because I don't think we should be involved.
You know what, one thing for sure is that we cannot avoid being part of this thing. Mm. But the only thing we can do it is to choose the better side, or the right side, or the best side.
Okay.
One or the other, we will find ourselves in between. We always find ourselves in between. But when we find ourselves in between, we need to find ourselves in a side. And now the question is, which side are you leaning on? Are you leaning on the Lord's side, or are you leaning on the other side?
So are you suggesting that we've got to choose sides, yeah? Can we not just watch this thing from a distance?
It's very impossible. Why? Because the great controversy, it's like, I'll put this, it's like two people are playing soccer, and we are the ball. We are the ball.
I see.
Now. But now, at this moment, the ball now decides if I prefer the devil to kick me around and play with me around, I can put myself on his playground. If I decide God to be the one who plays around with my life, I can put myself on his playground. So at this moment, there is a war, the cosmic war between right and evil. And the one who is to determine, who is to vindicate God, is the human beings. Remember in Isaiah, the Bible says, you are my witnesses. So which means in this great controversy, God expects us to be his witnesses, to stand for him and prove that he is right, prove that he is the Lord of Lords, and he is the perfect God. So the only way we can avoid this is no way, except that we choose the side that is the side of God.
Yeah, things are tough. Things are tough. They're not easy at all. But Pastor, I must say thank you so much for joining us. Difficult as it is, yes, we've got to choose a side, as you say, and we've got to make sure that we make a wise choice. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you. God bless.
Blessings to you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.